We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm here, so we're not going to do fun Fridays. It's been a tough week, and I thought we'd kind of reflect that on today's show.
All right. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can post it to our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525, a company that cares. I think I covered it all. Is it over yet? Is this week over yet? Would you pray to start us out, sir?
I would. Dear Lord, we come to you thanking you for giving us today for the opportunity to be your hands and feet and be the light in the world. We ask that you would be with those who are suffering today, be with those who are hurting, as well as their families. Please place someone in their path to help them, a kind word, a deed, to let them know that tomorrow will come and brings a brighter day. We ask that you be the listeners of this show and help them to gain strength and be with those here in the studio to carry on what you have planned for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, you said it. Okay, so it's not Fun Friday with Tom today.
Well, it's been a tough week, so we've got a big funeral today at 2 o'clock. So there was a shooting late last week out on Merritt Road. So it was a quarrel turned bad. I don't claim to know all the facts enough to be ignorant, but a man died out of it, a young man, so he's to be buried today. There's a lot of tensions running high. And then on Sunday, I listened to a sermon, and it was a sermon about anger, and it was kind of an interesting sermon, and they went over some Proverbs, and so I'll kind of be going over that today because it talked about dealing with anger and then how some people deal with anger or don't deal with anger. Because obviously this killing this last week was born out of anger between two people that ended up in a death. So we're going to start with the signature song, which is, I think, as much a prayer of anything. So here it is, the Beatles.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. If you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. myself ashore.
And now I've
changed my mind. I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Help me, help me.
Okay, I'm going to read from the book of Proverbs, and I heard a really good definition of wisdom. So there's a verse in Kings. Let me read this real quick. 1 Kings, and this is chapter 3. And this is verse 9, and this is Solomon talking to God. So Solomon's considered the in the Bible, the wisest man. So this is Solomon talking to God. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of ours? So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. So the definition of wisdom was it's easy to make a decision when it's black and white, but wisdom is the discernment and understanding to make a decision when it's not black and white, which unfortunately is the majority of the world. You know, and for me, I can turn to the Bible, and unfortunately it's not black and white on how I got to do my day-to-day stuff. There's nothing in there about most of the stuff I do. Now, you could say theoretically it has the values and the morals, right? But it doesn't say this is how you should act in this situation. And Solomon certainly didn't know. He asked for discernment from the Lord and wisdom in making these decisions. And so I heard that and then heard the sermon about anger, the majority of time people deal with anger in three ways. The old-fashioned stoic version around here was push it down, don't talk about it, and don't even acknowledge it. So, and we saw that a lot around Christmas time. Happy songs, happy and happy sermons, happy joyous celebrations, and very little acknowledgement of any suffering, or certainly not any acknowledgement of anger out there. And then the second way is kind of the more modern way, which is vent it or let it out. And I've even kind of fall prey to this, and which is fine, but if you go to an extreme, then you become a ranter, which Elk City is quite familiar with right now on social media, which is just spewing anger at anything, and to the point, and it's obvious on there, to the point of ridiculousness. I'm angry at the dog who peed in my yard, so I'm going to rage against the wind, right? And it's probably not about the dog. They're angry about something else, but they're just venting, and we've seen it at Walmart, or seen the videos of people on airplanes who are just going off. And as a service business in the city, we see it all the time. You know, they're angry about something, and then they just vent on whoever happens to be there. So that's the second method. And then the third method would be the biblical way, is to address anger in kind of a surgical way. You don't suppress it, you don't let it flow out, but you address the situation surgically. So let's say you've got a son or a child or a grandchild who's out of control. The first way of dealing with it is don't. You know, you just walk away. And with strangers, that's very easy. And I've used that technique many times. I ran into somebody at Atwoods who's just yelling. I simply walk away. The second way is to go right back at them. That's the venting of anger. You just, you know, give hurt for hurt, anger for anger. I'll show you. And then the third way is to stand firm in what you know is the right way or a suggested right way. And that's where wisdom comes in, because if you don't know the right way, then don't sit there and act like you do, which is how a lot of people do things. So with that, I'm going to play some music, which I think goes. This is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous have a refuge. Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools, she lets herself be known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant incurs his wrath. Okay, this next song, I'm going to read some of the lyrics. I think it's a good song. It's kind of a song about trouble. Okay, so, thought it was a nightmare, Lord, it was true. They told me to go, don't go walking slow, the devil's on the loose. Though I heard a rumbling calling to my name, 200 million guns are loaded, Satan cries, take aim. Over the mountain, thunder magic spoke, like the people know my wisdom, fill the land with smoke. Whoa, don't look back to see, they're coming for you and me. So, hope you enjoy the song. Here we go. Okay, that was actually Creedence Clearwater Revival. Some of you might have remembered that song. 60s. But basically, kind of a dark, ominous song. Devil's on your tail, you better run through the jungle. I'm going to read a little more from Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. We see that all the time right now. Verse 18 goes along with that of chapter 15. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. I see that constantly. It's daily. And it's under the guise of that second deal is I'm going to vent it. And it has phrases, telltale phrases like, well, I'm going to tell you my truth. Or older people do this all the time. You know what? I'm too old not to tell the truth. And then they start with a toxic phrase or a angry phrase or a quarrelsome phrase. That's a favorite of, you know what? I the filter's off me now that I'm old. And then there comes out a toxic phrase. And it's usually couched in they're trying to be helpful or giving advice. But it would be like, your hair looks terrible today. Has anybody ever told you that? And you're like, are you serious? Well, I just got to tell the truth now I'm old. And I think, well, no, you're stirring up dissension. That's what you're doing. You're not helping. It wasn't let me pull you aside and your hair's out of place. And I hear that from a lot of older people. They want it under the guise of advice or wisdom, which is anything but. I hear that quite a bit. I get this on social media all the time, which is, you know what, I just don't do social media at all. Why would anybody do it? I'm not on Facebook at all, and I'm just fine. Well, okay, that's fine that you're not on social media or Facebook, but you're saying it in such a way as to put down anybody who is. And you're alienating a whole generation who live on. You're saying it's worthless, the inference is it's worthless and it's not any good. And so you're sitting there building slowly, brick by brick, a wall between you and the younger generations which live on social media. And social media is like anything else. It's a tool. It's like money. It can be used and abused, or it can be used for good. But if you sit there and make a comment, if I had a dollar for every older person that said, well, I just don't do social media, why would I? I'll have to figure out some way else to do it. I don't do social media or I don't do Facebook. And they're saying it as a bragging statement. Right? I got it. Say it one time for information. You don't do it, I'm not going to transfer information to you. But they turned it into a us versus them argument. Okay, this next song is somewhat the alienation that statement would bring on with the younger generation. And I think this would be a Generation Z kind of anthem song for right now. And it came out of the movie Barbie, ended up being kind of a hit. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend it because it's not what most people would think. It was. I've got a lot of people going, I would never. You haven't even seen it. So this is a song, and I'll read some of the lyrics, but it's by Billie Eilish.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I want people to know, if you want to catch this in the entirety without any mutes, then go to therockchristianmusic.com, to the website, and listen to it live. Everything is aired on there. Due to Facebook rules and legalities, we have to mute the music for now.
So these are the lyrics, and I think it would be the Generation Z, which would be probably up to age 26, 27. I think this would be their anthem right now. And I put the blame on myself and the older generations for not being there with them and instructing. For example, if I want to spend quality time with my kids, you know what I need to do? Play video games with them.
Yep.
They talk more on the video games. It's extremely interactive, and if older people don't realize it, they're interacting and communicating more on the video games than ever before, than any other instance. So if you want to get down to their level, and while they're playing the game, they're interacting both with voice and a headset. It'd be like talking on the phone for hours. And they'll continue the conversation on Discord. Once they get off, they can continue the conversation. And it just is a rolling conversation with various groups of friends. So if you're an older person and you haven't tried to dive into that, you need to at least try to understand it. I'm not saying you have to pick up and play a first-person shooter game at all. There's lots of other games out there. I have two sons that love to play Rocket League, which is kind of a soccer game with cars. And so, you know, it's not violent at all, but they'll team up and pair up, and they can do that for hours, and they're talking constantly while they do it. That's been interesting. So, anyway, this song is by Billie Eilish. It was in the Barbie movie. I think it is kind of the Generation Z anthem for now. It says, here's the lyrics, and then we'll hear the song. I used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but now I'm not sure what I was made for. Taking a drive, I was an ideal, looking so alive. Turns out I'm not real, just something you paid for. What was I made for? I don't know how to feel, but I want to try. I don't know how to feel, but someday I might. Someday I might. When did it end? All the enjoyment. I'm sad again. Don't tell my boyfriend. It's not what he's made for. What was I made for? And this song is a hit. It was a hit in the Barbie movie. It's hugely popular. And the reason is because Generation Z can identify with it. And if you look at those lyrics, guess what? They're a generation searching, right? And if the older generations don't guide them, then they could be lost. I mean, you can, I'll play the song, you can hear the angst in it, and they're searching. And when 2,000 people go to the ball fields and play softball and baseball on Sunday morning and are in the churches, we can't just sit there and blame them for not going to the church.
Come on.
Because they're not going to the church. Do we just give up on them? So here's the song, and this is by Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For?
But some
Was Billie Eilish something, or what was I made for? Like I said, it's a big hit, and and this is me talking. I just consider it the anthem of Generation Z right now. The good thing is, I mean, they're searching. Mm-hmm. They know something's not right, and you know, is what C.S. Lewis called that heart, that hole in your heart that only God can fill. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know that hole is there, and something has got to fill it, and they're searching. And, you know, when you reach the end of the road of alcohol and it didn't work, or drugs, it didn't work, or sex, it didn't work, or money, it didn't work, I mean, you're still searching. It's up to us Christians to be the light on the hill. One of the things that I like about Proverbs is if you look and study it from a logical standpoint, it contradicts itself many, many times. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. And then you go on and you see where calamity comes to both the wicked and the righteous. Wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to get something, joy, and, you know, so you start to see kind of the contradictory stuff, and then you realize why Solomon is praying for discernment so he can figure out right from wrong. I know a lot of people don't like the term situational ethics, but right and wrong many times depends on the situation and the facts and circumstances. If it were easy to just do black and white, then we wouldn't go around with all these questions. Again, my disclaimer that I didn't give is I'm not a preacher and I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. So if you take everything I say with a grain of salt, and if you disagree, then I'm fine with that. This is a Bruce Springsteen song. It's kind of a longer song, but I like it. It's not his original song. It's just a cover he did. It's called Reason to Believe, and it's basically asking the time-old question of, you know, why am I here? Why should I keep going? I will give the 12-step answer, which is fake it till you make it. You take one step at a time, whether you feel it or not, and that starts the journey of 1,000 miles. You just take that step. You don't necessarily have to be inspired to take it or to have any particular motivation. You simply have to take the step. Forward momentum. And I always use this as an example. Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane at his lowest hour. You know, Lord, take this cup from me. He goes back to his disciples who have fallen asleep for the second time. Okay? You know, hey, guys, you know, look, this is important stuff, and you've fallen asleep again. You might have been a little ticked off. What does he do? Arise, let us be on our way. Get up, let's get going. Right? Take the next step. Obviously, I think Jesus, I don't know what his feelings were, but he was a little ticked when he comes back and finds him asleep for the second time after he's had the deepest conversation probably with God he's ever had. I don't know if I can do this. You know? And all I can think of is God's answer to him, and this is me interpreting, is just take the next step, son. Just take the next step. And you've got to have faith. So, this is Bruce Springsteen called Reason to Believe.
Seen a man stand over a dead dog by the highway in the ditch. He's looking down, kind of puzzled, poking that dog with a stick. Got his car door flung open, he's standing out on Highway 31. Like if he stood there long enough, that dog get up and run. Struck me kind of funny, some kind of funny suddenly. Still at the end of every hard day, people find some reason to believe. Now my little love Johnny, well, the love mean and true. She said, baby, I'll work for you every day, bring my money home to you. One day up and left her, and ever since I she waits down at the end of that dirt road for young Johnny to come back. Struck me kind of funny, funny indeed. At the end of every hard-earned day, we'll find some reason to believe. Take a baby to the river, how will you make all them? Wash the baby in the water, take away a little cow sound. In a whitewash shotgun shack, that old man passes away. Take your body to the graveyard, over him they pray. Lord, won't you tell us what does it mean? At the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. Congregation gathers down by the riverside. Preacher stands where the Bible, groom stands waiting for his bride. Congregation on the sun sits behind a weeping willow tree. Groom stands alone and watches the river rush on, so effortlessly. Wondering, where can his baby be? Still at the end of every hard-earned day, we'll find some.
Okay, that was Bruce Springsteen. That's an old folk song, Reason to Believe. He did a cover of it, so I like that. Yes, absolutely.